Welcome to the Inside Hour. Thanks for joining us. This is Dr. Len Horowitz joining you from Hawaii, the Big Island, and it's going to be a wonderful show. I have a fabulous guest that it's a privilege and an honor for me to host tonight. White Eagle Medicine Woman is going to be joining us tonight on the Inside Hour. For those of you who are not familiar with the Inside Hour, we come to you every Tuesday night on bbsradio.com, thanks to our wonderful sponsors, including healthyworldstore.com, as well as Tetrahedron Publishing Group at tetrahedron.org. And we cover the world's worst news as well as the world's best news. So you get a full spectrum, a full download. And, you know, people have said, you know, listening to Dr. Len Horowitz is like putting your mouth up to one of those fire hydrants and turning the fire hydrant on. So keep your ears open, your heart open, and you'll get a download tonight. And I think it's a privilege for me to share with you, and I'm going to bring her on in a minute, this wonderful sister who is on a peace mission. Her website is whirlingrainbow.com, and we're going to talk about a major masterful instrument called Grandmother Drum that we're going to actually in Hawaii have the privilege of listening to. I've heard Grandmother Drum and White Eagle play Grandmother Drum on video as well as in CD form. The other day I had the experience of having a therapy session, a sound therapy session with Grandmother Drum, and what we've been talking about on this program, the love frequency, 528 hertz, and I can tell you the miraculous evolution in our consciousness and expansion of our awareness and healing vibration is absolutely incredible. It's just, we're so blessed, and I'm so humbled to be together with some of the most amazing geniuses, I think potentially, certainly in this age, but maybe in all ages, that have come together, that are being divinely brought together to advance the concert for the living water, Live H2O. If you can go to liveh2o.org, you'll learn a great deal. And by the way, there's a brand new website. I promised you over the last several weeks that we would have a new website for you for Live H2O, and it just went up. And so there's a beautiful new video wall, and I'll explain it to you a little bit later. But let me do this. Let me start the Inside Hour tonight with doing something that we always do on the Inside Hour. Reverend Roxy and I began this, and Reverend Roxy's not with us tonight. She's busy doing her political thing, so we love you, Reverend Roxy, wherever you are. What we always started off is giving it up to the Creator, so let's do that right now. Heavenly Creator, we praise you for your glorious blessings. We thank you so much for the talent that you've coordinated, the human resources that you've assembled to advance your divine plan so perfectly, according to your music, your mathematics, your matrix of divinity now that shall bless humanity maximally. We praise you for all of these blessings that you bestow upon us from the air that we breathe freely that carries your resonance frequencies to the water, the magnificent living water that sustains us and uplifts us, that is the creative juice within us. We praise you for these blessings and the anointings and the giftings that you have bestowed upon us that we can use to serve you to the best of our ability as well as each other as brothers and sisters. We thank you so much for these great blessings. And I pray all this in the holiest names, including Yeshua. Amen. So it is. So let me ask my sister, my beloved sister, White Eagle Medicine Woman. White Eagle, welcome to the Big Island of Hawaii.
Well, I just had my heart blown open earlier today. I took a walk to Pele's lava bed, and it was just overwhelming for my heart. I actually saw it explode, and then about 5 minutes later, this wave came across and hit my chest, and I just started to cry. It was just so beautiful. So my heart's on fire already.
Well, that's so beautiful. You know, that's so interesting that you would say that with those words, like this purging and this crying. We folks, I don't know if you've had it a day like we have had, and other colleagues that I've been on the phone have had today. It has been seemingly, consensus holds, a day of purging that which is in us that maybe shouldn't be there. You know, tears are always this wonderful, you know, blessing. I look at tears as God's waterfall from the windows of your soul pouring out, mm-hmm. expressing the joy and the grief that can be there. And I'll tell you, folks, a lot of people in this house today were crying. And the people that I've been in touch with elsewhere, all over the United States, had major shifts, changes, emotional outpourings that occurred today. And I think, isn't it part of what we're really doing here, our homework?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the spiritual elders have really pointed to this as a purification time and to get our hearts in alignment with this new octave that's coming in through the eye of the Milky Way and through our great central sun to our living mother. And we are, you know, we are the land. We are the earth, the air, the fire, and the water. And these waters, these tears, no matter what they are doing inside, as far as the purification, you know, it's really, I would say to myself, I'm raining today. You know, I'm raining today, and
yeah,
it greens the earth. And so, you know, it helps us blossom our hearts further and further. And I didn't even want to today to identify if it was happy or sad or anything, not to put any identification, but just to allow those living waters to overflow as they do in us when we need to.
Isn't that beautiful? That's so beautiful. All right, give us a little bit of background. Let's have some of the Insight Hour listeners get to know you a little bit better. I'm looking at you right now. We're in the same studio here in Hawaii, and I see this beautiful white aura around your head. Yeah, I see auras a bit, but yours is extremely beautiful and really glowing. Who is White Eagle Medicine Woman?
Well, I'm the drum keeper for the International Grandmother Drum Peace Project, and I've been a medicine woman my whole life in service to the grandmothers and grandfathers in the spirit world that have worked through me. We call the creator, whatever you want to call that higher power. And I've been in service to this mission to bring the heartbeat of Mother Earth to the people and to really assist them during this purification, to really know their direction, to keep following the heart's direction, no matter what is being cleansed. And this is an incredible time on the planet, as you well know. And I have been honored to work with indigenous elders all over the world that share their prophecies with us and their teachings so that we might pass on that knowledge of empowerment as we go through this wonderful ascension process and a clearing of you know, past life karmas and stories that no longer serve this octave as just part of the process, and for us not to get identified with that, but to just allow the new blossom to crack this seed open in us so that we can open the flower and really move into our adulthood as spiritual beings on this planet. So it's been my pleasure to travel with a 7-foot in diameter drum that is crystal inlay that has a special matrix in it to assist the human in this process.
Wow, that's so beautiful, so articulate. And thank you so much, and so wise. You know, how is it that suddenly this beautiful blonde-haired, blue-eyed white woman would be doing the most advanced native healing ceremonies on the planet and actually taking grandmother drum all around the world? Where did you suddenly come with this heart for the Native elders? I know that that was something that people have asked you and has been a source of interest in the global community, because it really, I know, knowing you personally, I am totally in awe of who you are and what you do, and thankful to you in so many ways for doing this peace project, this world peace mission that Grandmother Drum and you are on. But you know what? I want you to talk about how all of a sudden you woke up one morning and had this calling. Where did this come from?
Well, I've been, you know, really practicing healer all of my life, and I had the opportunity when I was in my teens and 20s to work with a lot of indigenous elders. I'm a mixed-blood Native American, but nobody ever knows that looking at my face. And I was never raised in my tribe or anything like that. But I always had a calling since I was very small to the drum, to the hand drum, and to the native drum. And being of Seneca descent, I spent a lot of time growing up in New York in Iroquois country, and always wanted to go to the Indian trading post, you know, and get my tom-tom. And it wasn't until I was in my young years that I actually was visited by these indigenous grandmothers in dreams and in my visions. And they kept guiding my life, giving me prophetic information about what was to come. And I really knew at that time very little about the process that I was going through, except that I would just keep listening and following those instructions. And my life kept unfolding very magically, very spiritually, and those rituals and ceremonies really came directly from them. I wasn't practicing anything that I had seen before, but that I had received directly from spirit. And I think we're in a time really where our individual cultures or identity to being Irish, English, Native American is really falling away in this generation.
Beautiful.
It's very exciting that we can, you know, switch out, in a sense, all of these practices from Hindu to Buddhism that has come to the West, and to really embrace the totality of the human in the diversity of our cultures and the unifying truths. That's really what I stand with as we walk across the world with this medicine drum, is those universal truths that are in every world religion, that love is the Almighty God, you know.
Oh, hallelujah. Praise Yah. Indeed. Thank you so much for sharing that. You know, you talked a little bit about already the cosmology of this grand unification of the human family, that you have some insights and have studied the cosmology of this evolution in human consciousness and this open-hearted communion where, gee whiz, we're being called now to come together. It's an urgency, a dire need for us to get it together. And so give us a little bit about what's happening in the universe at large that's really having a hydrosonic, that is a sound through water, frequency vibrational impact on our hearts?
Mm. Well, the elders speak about two main prophecies universally that we have been working with. One is the coming together of the East and the West. And the prophecy that the Hopis had is when the iron bird flies and horses run on wheels, the red robe people of the East would come to our lands, and the two brothers would be united. And the Tibetans had the same prophecy and said, when the iron bird flies and horses run on wheels, we will be exiled to the land of the red man, and the Dharma will be spread onto the earth. And that powerful prophecy that they both hold has come to fulfillment with the Dalai Lama coming to the West and all of the Eastern teachings of yoga and meditation and all the Buddhist traditions and Hindu traditions coming to the West. The second part of that prophecy to herald this time of the coming together of the four sacred colors, red, yellow, black, and white, the Earth's people, was in a prophecy called the Whirling Rainbow, which is the prophecy of our nonprofit foundation. And that was when the North comes together with the South, which is the state of unification we're in right now. This is stage two, and we've just completing that. And it's a lot to do with what we're so interested now with the Mayan calendar and the prophecies of the Mayans, that we are coming to the end of a 62,000-year-old calendar that calls this the end of time, or the end of time as we know it, that a cycle is being complete. And how we would know that, they gave a prophecy that when the eagle comes together with the condor to shed a tear, the healing of nations would begin. And that is the prophecy of the coming together of the North of the Americas with the South of the Americas, which is happening right now with all of the teachings of the Maya coming to us, all the teachings of the South American people coming to the North, and really bringing the fulfillment of the Mayan cosmology, which is a calendar that really unites 17 different calendars, the Dzogchen does, and clocks every planetary body in our universe to perfection that none of our scientists today can even understand. So they know that who was their ancestors, the Mayan people's ancestors. The Mayans speak about them and say that they received these teachings from people that came from the stars. and this perfection of the coming to the end of a cycle, and that this cycle would open up a new opportunity for humanity.
That's beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. You know, it gives us a more cosmic view of what's taking place. What do you see is happening for your average Joe person? What does this mean for, like, the human heart, for relationships, for our own lives?
Well, if we took those magnetics that are happening to the planet, and the scientists have talked about this at NASA, about the magnetic field changing quite a bit, our body is simply electromagnetic, so our body responds directly to what level of light is coming into this planet. And what that looks like for the average person, I would say right now we're seeing political systems collapsing, social economic systems collapsing that are no longer in resonance, what we would call earth resonance or heart resonance.
Harmonic resonance.
And it's an exciting time to see those systems collapsing, because those systems have never been in resonance with the Earth Mother nor the Heavenly Father in that perfection of life and abundance for all. And so what's happening is people are no longer content with doing jobs and being in careers that don't make any sense to them, or that take from the earth, or that they can't find spiritual fulfillment in. So I think we're coming up against big, big questions about who we are, why we're here, and it's not okay anymore just to have, you know, 3.2 cars and a boat, and, you know, that people are longing for that spiritual meaning in their lives and realizing now that we have achieved those physical abundance needs that we're do so at the cost of our planet and each other, and that that's no longer acceptable. So I think we're questioning things in a very, very good way to mature spiritually to where we're supposed to be at this time, and really get out of our adolescence with the planet and each other so that we can grow spiritually. And this has all been prophesized, and we have the instructions given to us so clearly. And there's a wonderful teaching I would love to share with you during the call about an old story about where those teachings were hidden for us.
You know, I'm happy. You want to share that now?
Yeah, it's a quick story.
Well,
I mean,
please go right
when
ahead.
When I share it, we actually perform this culturally with youth at the schools, and we embellish it with grandmother drum. But it's basically when the earth was one landmass, and before it was split apart and it was Gondwana land, there was some elders that decided that they had come to a really wonderful place of how to live in harmony with the land and each other, and they wanted to be able to pass this knowledge on. And one of the elders was a seer and saw into the future when the earth would split apart and the people would also begin to separate and think themselves better than each other, and that they had, you know, the upper hand, and forgot that they were all one family at one time. And so they said, where are we going to hide these secret and sacred teachings about how to live as a real human being? And so the council gathered, and one said to put them, you know, on the top of the highest mountain. You know, that the two-leggeds would not get there until it was the right time. And the old woman, who was the seer, saw into the future and said, no, the two-leggeds will get there to the top of the highest mountain, and it'll be too soon. They'll still have forgotten who they are and that they were one family. And the story continues, and they put it, then suggested being put on the bottom of the ocean, and she again says, no, they will get there, and it will still be too soon. They'll be still fighting on the surface. And then they decide they're going to put it on the moon. And they all thought that was the best idea possible because the two-leggeds wouldn't get there. And she again said in her sight she could see that they would eventually get there and they would still be fighting on the earth. And so a small child came up to the council and suggested, started to play a very, very small drum. And the old woman heard that heartbeat and said, the child knows the answer. The child knows where we can place the secret and sacred teachings of how to live as a real human being, where the two-leggeds will never find it unless it's the right time. And that was decided at that council, that they would place those secret and sacred teachings in the human heart, that when the heart was open, that's when all of the teachings would blossom. And so really, our elders say it's that journey, that 12-inch journey that we spend lifetimes trying to realize from the head to the heart, from logic to love.
So beautiful. So much in line with Live H2O, Concert for the Living Water, what our mission is. Now, before we talk about your role in Live H2O, which is seriously, folks, a pivotal role, for those of you who don't know yet, go to liveh2o.org and learn about what we're about to do to literally bless the planet, bless all the people, humanity, with a global baptism, to let that Holy Spirit flow freely and maximally, optimally, mm-hmm. divinely, and through the resonance frequency of divinity, be able to restore and sustain us into a 1,000-year world peace era. That's what this is all really about, all the work. If you've been listening to the Insight Hour for many weeks now, even a couple of years, we've been talking about that this is forthcoming, and now we're really getting almost down into celebration time. I won't say crunch time. It's celebration time to watch it unfold miraculously, just like you ended up here on the Big Island of Hawaii at the same exact week that our brother Medicine Wolf, who is producing all these magnificent, most powerful healing formulas on the planet. You know, it's just, it's a perfect synchronicity. So I'm going to ask you in a minute, I'm going to take a commercial break here, and I'm going to ask you in a minute, first of all, how you began to do this work with the Whirling Rainbow Foundation and your magnificent global peace mission, how this evolved, and then what your role is going to be, what you see as the potential outcome of your role in the Concert for the Living Water. We'll do that in a minute.
Wonderful.
Folks, I want to thank a couple of our co-sponsors right now, and I want to highly recommend, we actually have a Live H2O brand new co-sponsor today that's just come on to sponsor Live H2O. It's the Melody Water Treatment Unit that is at now, for the first time as of today, on healthyworldstore.com. If you want to have an outstanding water machine, outstanding. Why do I say that? Well, there's many, many wonderful water machines out there. But, you know, I quite honestly, how I test my water is, you know, I drink the water that people give me. And there's two major aspects of water. One is its pH, and I typically recommend I start my day with drinking a quart of pH 8 adjusted drinking water, because ideally the body chemistry should be held somewhere between 7.3 to 7.6 pH. And typically when we have acidified diets, which is caffeine, nicotine, sugar, stress, alcohol, pharmaceuticals, and red meats, basically the body temple becomes a burning hell. An acidified state, chemistry literally facilitates bacteria, viruses, fungus, yeast, cancers, arthritic conditions, inflammatory conditions to grow. So pH is vital. So a good water to me is a pH 8 adjusted drinking water that I personally drink. The second aspect of a good drinking water is where it actually has a resonance in it, an energy in it, a sacred geometry in it, that is the six-sided hexagonal shape of literally the Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, the Star of David, Solomon's Seal, the Dr. Emoto six-sided snowflake crystal structuring. That's then a water that's structured, it's energized, it's got some life in it, as well as it's got the proper pH for me and most of you. So at any rate, a good water will actually, for me, when I drink it, when it's charged like that, it'll give me what I call a kundalini rush. It's like the shivering sensation up and down your spine. You go, woo! I get the same feeling, by the way, when I drink it like a 16-ounce glass of fresh-squeezed organic carrot juice. It's in nature. There's an energy resonance in that water. So I want to thank the Melody Water Company for becoming a first major co-sponsor of Live H2O, and you can go to healthyworldstore.com, and you can buy that water machine right now at healthyworldstore.com. Here's a toll-free number to call. If by chance you're not on the internet, it's 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787. Highly recommend it, folks. I want to also recommend, if you haven't seen it yet, the DVD film, documentary, and lecture presentation called The Love Code Seminar, Musical Healing Celebration. Love Code Seminar, Musical Healing Celebration, is part of it, is on the YouTube. You can actually watch about a 10-minute segment of it wherein I talk about the subject we're going to talk about in a minute, the concept of the living water. Why water? What's so profound about this part of the triune God, the living crystals, the literally living crystal structured water? It's the creative juice. It's a liquid crystal. And so this is what I go into on a 10-minute segment on YouTube. It's free, but I would highly recommend that you get the entire 3-hour presentation called the Love Code Seminar, Musical Healing Celebration. And if you couple that with a Love Code book, the Love, the Real Da Vinci Code book that I produced at the from Tetrahedron Publishing Group, again on healthyworldstore.com, you'll have a full measure of understanding about what it is that we're talking about on the Inside Hour, and really what the world is, those conscious ones at least, talking about now. The metaphysics and the mathematics of this whole divine transformation on this planet, this increase in spiritual sensitivities and synchronicities and divine appointments that we're keeping as the living manifestation of the Creator's heartfelt, loving intention to create powerful co-creators, loved, blessed beings in each and every one of us, brothers and sisters of the human family that is really superhuman when you really consider who we are, what we're made of, and how we operate. So get that information from the Love Code. Love, the Real Da Vinci Code book, the Love Code DVD, and as I've been mentioning, Love Code Seminar, Musical Healing Celebration. And by the way, if you enjoy this program, if you're getting some value out of it, the way that we're sustained is by your purchases from Healthy World Store. So don't think that you're just getting a great product. What you're doing is sustaining us, our ability to keep broadcasting every week. It does cost money to be on BBS as well as every radio station. I would highly encourage you to buy into the archives on BBS Radio because they're tremendous value in not just the Inside Hours programming that's on BBS, but also on all the other wonderful hosts on this network. So that's to say, your purchases actually do more than just provide you with wonderful products that maintain your health, your safety, your spiritual integrity, and spiritual evolution. It's really blessing us to be able to serve humanity in a much bigger way. So thank you in advance. Go to healthyworldstore.com or call that toll-free number, 888-508-4787. Well, let's get back to White Eagle. White Eagle, tell us a little bit about the Whirling Rainbow Foundation. How did this beautiful, incredible project of going around the world with the most heaviest, biggest drum, it's called, like we, my mom used to say, schlepping a big, big thing around. How did you get to that point, and what is the Whirling Rainbow Foundation doing in the world today?
Well, the Whirling Rainbow Foundation was really birthed from the Grandmother Drum Project herself, and the grandmothers envisioned this as the heart of all nations and races, that it would travel as that universal voice to connect everyone together and to also give people direction, really, in these times. And one of their visions, which is, you know, one of the ways in which we're combining with Live H2O, is really to get this sound permeated through the planet all at once, at one time, all over the world, via being on the media and being on television and having this sound go to as many people as possible. And they said that would be enough. You know, there's a lot of visions and dreams and intentions we all have in the world. And they said they wanted to sound the sound of the heart and to call people back to the heart in this time. They knew that they would be going through a tremendous amount of tribulation and a tremendous amount of change to find out what was really the new path and not the old, you know, and not repeat the old stories. And that this sound, and the Mayans confirmed that when we played it with them at the Mayan temples, they said, we heard the cosmic tone come out of this instrument. And the perfection of how they designed this crystal matrix within the drum, this was all given to me over a 13-year period in dreams. I did not design any of this. I am just in service to their mission. And they have also directed us to travel all over the world, particularly the geologic Ring of Fire. And here we are on the very heart of the Ring of Fire on the
Big
Island.
Yeah.
And this is really a seven-year completion for us this year of a first chapter of our work that they told me in 1999. They said, we are the grandmothers of a new millennium midwives at the Ring of Fire. And if you don't know, the Ring of Fire, when a woman is crowning, giving birth, that's called the Ring of Fire. So I feel like where we are now is as we complete this seven-year cycle of our tours of the Ring of Fire, we're now coming into what would be called the breaking of the waters to birth.
All right.
And so we see this as really a birth of humanity of the living waters, that these are our birth waters, and that we were told that the new waters coming out of the earth herself with all the volcanic activity and earthquake activity are called the Mariana waters. They're 3,000 feet deep in the earth, and they also have an extra, they're super ionized waters is what they're calling them, very much what you've been describing in this pH and description of this perfect Star of David. This kind of imprint into the waters, the love frequency, they're calling super ionized waters that are coming out of the earth. They have just been released this year out of the Continental Divide, and they will also be released from the Big Island all the way to the Mariana Trench beginning in April, is what they've told us. And these waters will be the new waters, and we're being asked to, through collective intention worldwide, through Live H2O, we are being asked to place that frequency into every water in our planet, from the bathtub to the river systems to the ocean, and really bask that in that frequency of love, as this is our new living waters, to really take us the next level, and that this is very detailed in their description of the elders of this birthing experience for the planet, and that yourself and Dr. Emoto have come together at this time is no coincidence. It's absolutely in divine perfection in receiving divine information about this time, and that the waters is the imprint of our whole body, as we well know, of our whole consciousness. This is the place that we will take that ascension right to the center of our being.
You know, so beautiful, so well said, articulating beautifully you are. Thank you so much for sharing that. I want to add to that, for those who haven't listened to us in the past on the Inside Hour, that this is absolutely incredible, the synchronicity and the revelation and the understanding of the 528 hertz frequency of love being literally the love frequency. Now, folks who haven't heard us in the past don't maybe realize. In the beginning, this is Genesis 1:1 and 1:2, there was the Creator. There was the water. At the same exact time, there was the Creator. And even before then, the Holy Spirit flowed over the face of the water to divide the water from the water. And then into which the division then, the quantum field, or the Bible talks about the firmament or dome or ether being created, into which the spoken word went to then create everything. You see the major role that water has played. It is literally, by strict theological understanding and study and definition, part of the triune God. So we're literally talking about the living water, God within us, and around us. We're in water. So NASA scientists just a few years ago, about 8-9 years ago now, determined that space to eternity is full of water. We now understand that all of the energy of the universe comes from electrons, which is hydrogen donation, H2O, water. Oxygen is the electron carrier. It's the breath, the ha. It carries the life, it carries the electron, it carries the energy of the Creator that's within us. It's given to us freely to breathe and to celebrate. Like the dolphins, ideally, every breath is a conscious act. For our brothers and sisters in the cetacea world, the dolphins and the whales in the sea.
Yes. So yes. This
is such a beautiful time of revelation and consciousness evolution. Now, let's talk for a second about this 528 hertz frequency. according to all of the elders and the holy persons that you've been hanging out with and receiving these divine blessings from, it is the message of love. It is the drum's purpose to spread the message of love, to resonate the love. And I want to share with you folks, this is why it's so important. This 528 hertz frequency is the center, the heart of the electromagnetic color spectrum. It is also the only frequency that is also the center, the heart of the electromagnetic sound spectrum as well. So at the center of the electromagnetic color spectrum is like the center of the rainbow. What color is that? Well, gee whiz, that's this beautiful light green,
yeah.
This yellowish green color that you can think of a baby leaf budding in the spring. That's the color of 528. Or this beautiful lawn that we see here in Hawaii, with a fresh morning dew on it, it's particularly healthy to walk on that barefoot because you're grounding through to Mother Earth, through the water, because you're mostly water, the water on the blades of grass, and you're being blessed with that color green. So it's such a blessing to have the revelations to know that love frequency, 528, is what Grandmother Drum, didn't we discover
yes.
this the other day? Grandmother Drum, we've got some sophisticated sound recording and analysis instrumentation here on the Big Island. And so when White Eagle played for us the other day a segment from the Grandmother Drum, we learned that, yes, indeed, it is a profoundly central frequency within Grandmother Drum's resonance energy to produce this love, and we feel it in our hearts. It literally shakes us into that cosmic consciousness, that alignment with the musical mathematical matrix of divinity, where there's, like the kingdom of heaven, nothing missing, nothing broken. Everything goes back into place. The bones go back into place. The organ systems go back into place. So you see what, folks, what we're really talking about is a love evolution, a love revolution, revolving. This is old, ancient. We're going around in a circle. We're coming back to the understanding at the top of the circle that who we are in this blessed hierarchy of divinity is literally in synchronicity and communion with each other as divine beings and a holy creator that creates it all through this frequency resonance.
Yes, and our native people have, you know, simplified it in some ways and said, you know, the drum is really the heartbeat of Mother Earth. It's the heartbeat of our ancestors, and it's the heartbeat of love that lives in all things. And when we hear the drum, it communicates primordially to the place where when we came into the womb, we heard that pulse that brought us from the spirit world into this life. And when people are laid around the drum, they have that experience of a feeling at home, feeling mothered, feeling that comfort of love that really holds them to the truth, and they'll just have an awakening after 20 minutes of being laid under this, you know, pulse that is pulsing the walls, the floor. It's so huge.
It's incredible, folks.
And
it really is
if you want to hear it, you can go and listen to an excerpt on our website of Grandmother Drum.
Please give us the website again. It's whirlingrainbowfoundation.com.
No,
right?
Just whirlingrainbow.
Just whirlingrainbow.com.
.com, and you can go on the store there and click on the CDs there and hear an excerpt from Grandmother Drum. It's a force of life that people can't even describe. They'll just lay underneath it when we do it live, and they'll get up just weeping and saying, I know what I need to do in my life now. It's like the voice of reason, the voice of love itself that says, what are you doing? Are you really living in your heart? Are you living according to the higher purpose you really came to? I really believe that this is the voice of God, the pulse of the heartbeat of Grandmother Drum, and that we were asked to bring it as far and wide as we could for just helping people to remember to come back to their heart, to come back in amidst all of the changes we're going through, that really love has to get greater than fear in our lives. It has to expand further and further to all the things that we're seeing in our world that we really want to be upset about, from, you know, Darfur to Uganda to our own government, and to really get love to get even bigger. We have to keep practicing and practicing. That's why it's a spiritual practice. And the drum really just strengthens the heart, very, very literally.
It does. It really does.
And a sound of Grandmother is just, you know, it's changed my journey and put me on the path that I continue to expand in my own walk with, you know, what we're being asked to do at this time. And Maureen Moss on World Puja asked me this question, like, what is the big, you know, thing we all are up against? And I said, you know, I really feel that for us to claim our divinity, we are the creator. There isn't the creator and then there's us. We are the creator. We are one with the creator. The creator is us. So every word that we speak, our thoughts, feelings, words, and actions must be in alignment with 528, must be in alignment with that love frequency.
Absolutely.
No matter what. And that's all we have to, you know, remember. Like, there isn't any other question. Love is the only answer we can have at this point. And we really pushed ourselves into this kind of crescendo of consciousness at the end of this age to say we have to grow up into that next step. And that, you know, we're really, the question to me that I said to her is, to move into that state of divinity, to claim our divinity, means that we need to love the unlovable, forgive the unforgivable, and claim that we are worthy, that this unworthiness that humanity has wrought its karma on itself from a sense of unworthiness, this is where the divine compassion of the highest order has to come into our lives. And in Hawaii, it's called Ho'oponopono, to make right by coming into alignment with divinity.
Beautiful. I'll tell you, that's such profound wisdom that you just articulated so beautifully and clearly. Just profound. It's the essence of what we're all about. You know, and I'm sure that there's some folks out there, you know, from the Christian world, and for the folks listening from Inside Hour, you know that I'm a Messianic Jew, and that's a Christian Jew, you know, who would balk at the concept that we are God, we are of God. Now, clearly, folks, I have not walked on water yet. So I'm working on that. And I haven't been able, the other day we actually prayed and we got it to rain. We had a little drought here for about a week and a half, and we did pray devoutly, and boy, I'll tell you, the heavens opened up, and suddenly we had catchment again, we had drinking water again, and what a wonderful blessing that is to know that your prayer works. So, but I want, for the sake and just for the love of my brothers and sisters out there who are Jewish and or Christian, who can't grasp what it is that you're saying. You know, folks, it's real simple. Just go back to Genesis 1:1-1:2, as I mentioned earlier. You can see that the powerful role that water plays. You can see the power in the water. You can see that it's completely part of the triune God, and that means 80% of you is part of that triune God. So it's real simple. It's nothing complex here. It's nothing, you know, there's no deception in what my sister has just articulated. There's profound wisdom.
Yeah.
You know?
And if I am correct, the Christed One did say, "And greater things you'll be doing in my name."
Exactly.
And so we are at that age where we're being asked to be those creator beings, those miracle hands of God.
That's exactly right.
This is what we're doing with Live H2O.
What a blessing. What a blessing.
For that job.
What a blessing. Profound blessing. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Praise Yah. So let me ask you this. What are you going to be doing for Live H2O? And folks, I want you to listen to this because, you know, there was a time that you remember that maybe if you're my age, that Kennedy was assassinated. If you're my age, you remember where you were and what you were doing when you heard that news. Just like most of you today listening know where you were and what you were doing when 9/11 happened. Well, you see, the summer solstice on Sunday the 21st of this coming June, something profound is going to happen. And my sister, who you've had the privilege tonight, as well as I, to hear wisdom, profound wisdom, come from her lips, from her heart, really, is going to be doing something extremely important. And you'll remember where you were when this happens. What are you going to be doing, and where are you going to be?
Well, we're really here to announce that the baby is born, the new babies of the new age. Our new spiritual awakening has happened. The Christ, it has risen in all of us. And that will be a pulsation that we're going to send into the waters from the Great Pyramid of Giza with Grandmother Drum pulsing across this planet live so that we can really have that intention to say, yes, we are claiming the living waters. We are claiming that we are the Christed ones, the Christed One has returned in each and every one of us, and we are opening our eyes, maybe for the first time, some of us, and washing that water from our eyes, coming out the birth canal of this new age. This is what our elders have spoken about, 2012. This is that experience of the inception of 2012. They spoke about that there would be a three-year period where this would take place. We are now in 2009. That is the point they spoke about, and these waters have now broken loose in a place called Black Hawk, Colorado, on the Continental Divide. They're the purest waters in America. They're owned on private land, and Coors has tried to buy them out. The government has tried to buy them out, and we know that these waters are coming forward from the planet, and it's coming forward from the hearts of ourselves because we are the Earth.
Yeah,
so we will be announcing, you know, really through the waters with this drum, that that pulse is now being set as our new matrix for our new legacy, the fulfillment
Beautiful.
Of the 1,000 years of peace.
Beautiful. I want to share a couple things. One is that the flowing of the waters in the eyes of the people, from yourself to the people that I was surrounded with today, you know, this is a great purging, and it's a great also evolving. It's a uplifting and to the purification of who we are through these tears shed, that is the living sea within us. You know, it's such a blessed time. This, folks, I want you to know that it's not just about a New Age, hairy-fairy consciousness cult of people that are doing this. We have, over the past 24, 48 hours, been inundated with people from all over the world who have been so thankful for what we're doing, advancing Concert for the Living Water, and get it. They understand on a heartfelt, deep level what my sister White Eagle is talking about here.
Yes.
So it's not, if the words New Age to you as a Christian, and many, many Dr. Len Horowitz fans and supporters over the years are devout Christians, and the reality is that this is not this New World Order type of New Age, hairy-fairy nonsense. The Creator wants a new world order, too. The Creator wants a new age, a messianic age. You and I want that. We all want that. Everybody wants that. The Jews want a Messiah to come. The Christians want the Messiah to return. The New Agers want a paradigm shift. Everybody wants what we're talking about here. And basically, the concept is that it's not just our sister, White Eagle, who's going to be with Grandmother Drum, the lead drum. I say lead because she's going to be at Giza with numerous other drummers. There'll probably be, you'll be probably having 100 to 100, a couple hundred, probably, ideally 144 other drummers beside Grandmother Drum at the pyramids. And folks, I want you to know, every single energy vortex around the entire planet, every major sacred site around Mother Earth is going to have drummers that are going to be in sync and timed mostly by heartfelt, loving intention.
Yes.
To resonate Mother Earth with the intention to bring about world peace, lasting prosperity in all ways, and this health that we so desperately need with all the diseases that are out there and so many people sick and ailing.
Yes, and we can really bring it on the practical level. This past year we toured America and did ceremonies on all of the river systems and were able to
Beautiful.
Raise a lot of money for another water organization called Blue Planet Run that does a lot of work in Africa and many, many third world countries that don't even have fresh drinking water. And so, you know, that's been so much of our work, is to really bring it down into the hands of the people where people aren't even getting fresh drinking water besides a good pH. And so we've been really working at supporting organizations and groups that are working for the purification of our waters around the planet. We were able to put a ceremony together on the Delaware River on the East Coast, which is been controversial. And we got the last remaining section now protected through those ceremonies, and we're very, very excited about our elders who work there. Donawa is a Cherokee elder, has worked very, very hard for the protection of that river,
and
many, many other environmental groups that came forward for that. So, you know, we're talking about this on the personal level, on the global level, on the environmental level. When we talk about the living waters, we're not just speaking spiritually, but very, very literally in protecting the fresh drinking water of all of humanity and all living things.
Yes, and you know what's really interesting? We've been talking about the heart tonight, and we've been talking about 528, the heart of the resonant matrix of the kingdom of heaven, virtually, really. That's what it is. That's what it is,
yes.
I can tell you. That's what this love vibration is. And that it is in our hearts that we feel saddened by the hypocrisy and the lunacy and the disease induction and the manipulations of the masses. This has got to stop. We are crying in our hearts, and this is a calling within our hearts to say we, the people, which we've been talking about tonight, are the godly people. We are the God, the creators. We are the, as we now fulfill the Messiah's prophecy that says, you shall do more than what I have done. Well,
yeah.
Gee whiz, now you know why I'm still working on walking on water. I want that. I want every part of that. I want to be able to lay my hands on a brother or sister who's in pain and eliminate the pain, like we have Charles downstairs who does exactly that. I'm telling you, folks, we're so blessed to be surrounded by so many magnificent human beings. I am humbled and I'm privileged, and I'm so thankful to not only experience it, but to share it with you on the Inside Hour. But this whole concept of now, this urging within our hearts, to come forth with a plan that shall change everything and at the same time fulfill all the prophecies, the elders, the native elders and the wise ones,
yes,
as well as the Bible prophecies.
Absolutely. They're very aligned, very, very aligned.
Totally aligned.
And you know, when we think about what we have seen and the deception of what we have seen in our world, we have to look at it with the eyes that the Christed One looked at it and say, forgive them,
Father, for they know not what
they do. But forgive me, for I didn't know what I was doing, because I am responsible for what I see, because I have let it happen. I have been part of that deception by not being able to be
Beautiful.
In integrity with the truth. So each of us must speak the truth, must walk the truth. This is part of our Iroquois teachings of the 12 aspects of the truth. To love the truth, to serve the truth. These are all ways in which we can stay aligned. When we see deception or when we see something out of alignment in our own lives or in the lives of others, that we say something lovingly and make that correction and come in alignment, because we are the miracle hands of God. We can have miracles. You can lay hands when your thoughts, your feelings, your words, and your actions are totally in alignment with divine truth of love. That light just comes through as a purity of who we are. That is our light.
Yes.
And it has been
it's
spoken.
It's a powerful purification and remedial action.
Mm-hmm.
And you think about this, folks, carefully. The spoken word creates. The silence that you have administered and chosen to not speak up
creates.
It creates.
Yes.
And I want to bring your attention to one of the magnificent bands that are going to be retuning their instruments to 528 for the concert. Now, this is all day Saturday, June 20th, is the most conscious musicians on the planet. One of those featured is Clan Daikin, who right now, if you go on to the live H2O.org website, one of the first videos that we've put up on the big video wall that you'll have literally the capability now to create your own show using all the live feeds as well as all the canned feeds that we're presenting in honor of the living water. Clan Daikin has a great song. You must listen to it, called No More Silence.
Mm-hmm.
Their message is exactly like what you just shared. It is by your silence that you have let yourself down, you've let others down, and the opportunity is to evolve into exactly what White Eagle just shared, that you can share from a love and a power within you that can literally change everything and everyone, because there's nothing more powerful than the Creator's love. And if you can be a simple, humble conduit with the intention and literally the action of prayer, the intention to create peace and harmony in your social circles, in your interpersonal relationships, in your community and family, then what's going to happen, you see, is that your words are going to create a blessing within each person you touch. And those words then are going to be recalled and they're going to be reenacted. In the next people, next opportunity, where dissonance is, harmony shall reign. It is love, the most powerful force in the entire universe, is the light of love. The darkness can't stand in it. It disappears. The dissonance runs from it. Anything missing or broken is healed by it. This is the message of Christ. This is the message of the wise elders. This is what we're doing with Live H2O.
Absolutely. And, you know, it really comes down to that. And even though we go on and on and on about different things in our lives, it's really such an experience to let it grow bigger and bigger. And I have, my daughter was initiated when she was smaller, and we had a special traditional ceremony for her when she became a woman. And one of my girlfriends, who was an elder woman who had been postmenopausal at that time, said to her, here you are, you're beginning your cycle as a woman, and you learn as you walk the path of life to love because someone loves you, or you get approval, or you get the right money, or whatever. And she said, where I am in life, I'm at the opposite place you are. I have ended my menstrual cycle, and I'm now an elder. And what I've learned by walking this circle, she said, is that the only difference between me and you is that you love because, and I love in spite of.
Beautiful.
And that is the fulfillment of love. It's not that we don't get betrayed, but that love rises above all betrayals.
Yes.
And it invites everyone into that space. And when we say, well, the darkness is no longer there, was because we love it into the light.
Love is disarming. Remember that. That's why it's a peace. It's a peace instrument. It's a peace blessing. Love is disarming. When we come from love and really, really exude it and be in it and commit ourselves to it, then what we speak, it's just like Jesus said, Yeshua said, you know, you will be judged by every word that comes from your mouth that either reflects the goodness and glory in your heart or the evil that dwells therein. We're talking about the love and articulating it. You know, we've got to go. It's the end of the Insight Hour.
Wow.
And I want to
what
thank
a great
you.
Time.
What a wonderful time. Thank you so much, White Eagle, for joining us and blessing us tonight with your profound wisdom. And so much of our prayers go with you, where you and Grandmother Drum go. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing in the world.
Well, I'm in love here in Hawaii with you and this project, and I'm just here to support love to continue to blossom in the hearts of the people. I love you all out there. Good night.
Thanks, folks, and please stay tuned for Don Nikoloff on BBS Radio. Evident Footprints coming up. Don't forget, you can support our program by going on healthyworldstore.com. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz, wishing you the best week you ever had coming up. Love you. Bye for now.